Well, to continue our story. You will recall that in the first act of our drama, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rescued the sheriff and Tom Halstead from the burned ruins of Box X Ranch House after a raid by a mysterious band of outlaws. No one in the territory had been able to understand how the gang made away with the cattle they stole without leaving a trail. But the Lone Ranger discovered that the rustlers used the railroad and stole only from ranches bordering the tracks. Our scene opens in the ranch house of Bart Cummings, miles west of the Box X. Bart is speaking to his wife.
Oh, gosh, Linda, I'm tired.
You have a hard day, Bart?
Yeah. Seems like when one thing goes wrong, everything else has to bust loose at the same time.
What's wrong?
I don't know exactly what's wrong. Nothing to put your finger on, but the hands is all excited about raiding and snoopers.
What do you mean, Bart?
Well, I told you what we heard about the raids east of here.
The Box X?
Yeah. But I reckon I better not say no more. No use borrowing trouble.
Bart Cummins, you tell me what it's all about.
Now, Lindy.
You ain't worried none about them raiders, are you?
Yes, I am. Yesterday, the boys seen a couple of hombres sneaking around and spying on the cattle.
Bart, you mean...
I mean I'm powerful afraid we're in for trouble.
But we have plenty of hands to fight.
You mean we had.
What?
I didn't tell you before, Linda, but some of the boys deserted a couple of days ago. Soon as they heard this here raiding talk.
Oh.
I had to have hands, so I hired whoever come along. And I don't know how far they can be trusted.
Maybe you hired some of the outlaws.
That's what I've been thinking. I don't like the looks of the new men, but I can't run a ranch without help.
It'd be a slick outlaw trick to have men right on the ranch they plan to clean out.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Lindy, I don't like the looks of things. I got a mind to pack you off to town to live with your aunt till them raiders are caught.
No, Bart. I'm staying right here as long as we have this ranch.
Well, if there's anything to this raiding business, you won't be safe here.
Neither would you. Ain't it so, Bart?
Yeah, but...
Then I'm staying. If there's any danger, you're not facing it alone, Bart Cummings.
Oh, gosh, Lindy,
oh.
What is it?
What's that?
Anything wrong?
Matty, we caught this here masked hombre down by the bunkhouse.
Bart!
An outlaw.
I'm not an outlaw.
If you ain't... Why are you wearing a mask and a brace of six guns? What's the idea of snooping around my ranch?
I came here to speak to you.
Came here? Looks to me like you was fetched.
Several ranches east of here have been raided and men killed.
Yeah, I know.
Your ranch will be next.
Why, you...
You see, boss, he is one of them. He's making threats
to... I came here to warn you so that you could prepare for them.
You mean you came here to spy on us? If my men hadn't caught you, you'd be back with your outlaw pards by now, telling them the whole layout of this ranch.
No matter what you think, your ranch is in danger.
Boss, should we take his guns? He said he'd come along peaceable if we let his guns and that mask alone.
Good idea. Hand over them guns, mister.
I'll take them.
I got the drop on you, and I aim to find out just who you are.
Stand back!
What?
Oh. Don't make a move, any of you.
Did you see that draw?
Faster and greased like...
I warned you. Guard yourself against the outlaws.
Wait!
Stand where you are!
Get him! Open that door!
Get after him! Shoot him down!
Don't let him get away! No use going after him.
That horse he's riding goes like chain lightning. Ain't no use to even fire after him.
Maybe he was honest, Bart.
You heard him threaten us?
Maybe he wasn't threatening.
Huh?
What he said could have been a warning as well as a threat.
No one has to draw as fast as that unless he's an outlaw.
There's one man has.
Yeah?
A man that rides a white horse, Bart. A horse called Silver.
Silver?
That's what he called his horse.
I know it.
Then great guns? He must have been the Lone Ranger.
I've heard of him.
If that was the Lone Ranger, then what he said was true.
But what can we do, boss?
First, we set out a double watch. All old hands that we can trust.
But we ain't got enough men.
No, we got enough men if we work all day and night. We take 3 hours sleep in 24.
What else?
Watch sharp and be ready to fight to the finish. That's all we can do.
Our scene changes to the town of Osage. Tom Halstead has been asking the sheriff a number of questions, which the lawman has refused to answer directly.
I ain't saying nothing about my plans, Tom, in case they don't work out. How's your wound?
I told you before, Sheriff, it's all right. I'm as good as new, thanks to that engine. Where is he, anyhow?
I don't know.
Well, ain't there anything you can tell me? For days now, we've been waiting here. Just waiting, that's all. Cleaning guns, keeping horses saddled and ready to ride. What are we waiting for?
Can't tell yet, Tom.
How long will it be before you can tell?
When's the next train due?
How in thunderation do I know? Last train meant the wiping out of my ranch. If I never see another, it'll be too soon for me.
I reckon you'll see more trains, Tom. Maybe the next one will be as much good luck as the last one was bad luck.
Are you sure the cattle thieves use a railroad?
Ain't sure of nothing. I'm just waiting, Tom. That's all. Just waiting.
Sheriff.
He's come.
Tonto.
You ready to ride?
Is it time to ride, Tonto? Tell me, is it time to ride?
Time here.
Then come on, Tom. That's what we're waiting for.
At last.
That's what we kept the horses saddled for. Follow me. Lead the way, Tonto.
Get men in town.
I talked to every man in town separately, and they're all ready. Come, ride to the cafe. Tell the boys here it's time to ride. Tell them the Lone Ranger needs them.
The Lone Ranger?
I'll signal with my gun. Come on, boys. Come on, get riding. The Lone Ranger needs you. Get up there.
Working quietly, Sheriff Burns had enlisted every available man in Osage. At his command, they mounted their horses and rode after him. At each ranch they passed on their way, even the smallest, the sheriff shouted to the men they saw,
"Come on, turn out! Turn out! The time's at hand! Get your horses and follow us! Get up there!"
As the hard-riding posse thundered on between Osage and Bart Cummings' ranch, their numbers increased. They passed through the sleepy town of Meredith, and once again the voice of Sheriff Burns brought men to join them.
Turn out! Turn out, boys! Get your guns and horses! Come along with us! The Lone Ranger needs you!
Sheriff and his hard-riding men raced along, increasing their number as they went. The outlaws prepared their attack. It was some time later when the train they'd been expecting slowed down to a stop near the Cummings Ranch. It was the signal for the gang to start their raid.
Remember what you're to do, boys, and don't miss out. There's a train all ready for us to load the cattle on.
You sure your own men are in the engine, boys?
Yeah, they'll be there all right. Train wouldn't have stopped if they hadn't. Head for the house first of all. Get Cummins himself, then his family, then the cowman. Last of all, the cattle. And don't leave no survivors.
While the outlaws charged toward the house, Bart Cummings and four of his men drew their guns and stood ready. They knew their cause was hopeless, but they were prepared to make a desperate effort to defend themselves. We hear Bart as he cautions his wife.
Lindy, you keep down beneath the windowsill.
I will. And as fast as your guns are emptied, pass them to me. I'll load.
Oh, there they come. The train's already stopped at the track.
The train that'll carry your cows away.
They won't none of us see it. Take all of them you can, boys, before you go down.
How close are they now, Bart?
Not far. The moon makes things as bright as day. Lindy, take this 6-gun. I don't know if they'll try to capture you, but don't let them. Save one bullet, just in case.
I understand.
They're starting.
All right, boys. Pour lead into them.
They got more men aboard the train. Look, them cattle cars are pouring scores of men out. And horses.
How many have they got in the gang? Silver! Did you hear that?
That's the same man we captured here.
Great guns. The men on the train are fighting the others.
It can't be true.
It is. Look.
Right around them, boys. Bart, the miracle has come.
We don't need to fight. Look at them others riding down the field.
Let's fight anyhow. Come on. Instead of waiting, we'll attack.
Thank you. The outlaws were taken completely by surprise at the appearance of the sheriff and his men. The posse leaped from the cars and closed in on the gang. Lacey was shot in the fighting, and a score more of the outlaws went down before the posse's blazing guns. The remaining outlaws soon threw down their guns and surrendered.
Don't shoot. Let me surrender. Let us all surrender. We'll face trial.
You'll face trial, all right.
Yeah, and you'll tell all you know about this scheme.
It was Lacey's gang. Now he's dead. He had everything lined up.
Where's my cattle? I'm Tom Halstead.
Your cows are sold, but give me a chance and I'll help you get the cash.
The engineer of that train was in the gang, wasn't he?
Yeah, him and the fireman.
I thought so. I had to rope them. They wouldn't help smash the gang by stopping the train and take the sheriff and his posse aboard.
Stranger, I thought when you was here the last time you was making a threat. But then I found out what they call you.
Come, Tonto. Sheriff Burns will take charge. Come on, Silver.
Ah, that's him all right. Hollis rides away without thanks.
And Cummins, on top of everything else, he smashed the worst gang this country's ever known.
Oh, who is he?
Don't know what right you got asking questions, but he's the Lone Ranger.
Gosh, no wonder Lacey's gang was beat.
Boy, we have a reward to deliver. We'll make a poor man happy. Hail,
Silver! The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.